Task 2. 1.
I had an appointment at this salon, but when I arrived, it seemed like they had completely forgotten. Still, they agreed to fit me in. The stylist was dealing with multiple clients at once, and after nearly 3 hours, my hair colour was not what I wanted. She told me to come back the next day and she would fix it for free, but when I called to confirm the time, I was told I'd have to wait nearly a week. Unbelievable!
2.
I got the email saying my parcel had been delivered, but nothing had come to my house. I clicked on the proof of delivery photo and it showed somebody else's entrance. Clearly, my parcel had been delivered to the wrong address. I asked my neighbours up and down the street, but no one knew anything about it. Now I am in the awkward position of having to prove that I didn't receive it.
3.
I hired a local father and son landscaping company to do my garden, and they did a marvellous job for years. Then, when the father retired, the son took on another person to help. One day, that person came to work on my garden. I had every faith he would do as good a job as the son had, so I left him to it. When I went out to look at the garden after he had left, I saw he had pulled out a lot of plants that I wanted to keep. And he had cut my bushes so low that there was now a clear view from the street into my living room. I contacted the company, but they said there wasn't much they could do.
4.
I bought an electric bike at the end of January. I'd only had it a month when the battery died. I took it back and they ended up giving me a new bike. The new bike was a lot better and I was using it a lot. Then about 2 weeks ago, I was riding it when the chain broke. I contacted the shop manager and he said that if I brought back the broken chain, they would be able to sort out a replacement. However, when I went in, they said I had to pay for a new chain. They told me it was a consumable item and that it broke because I used it too much. The bike has only done about 60 miles. That can't be right.
5.
A while ago, I booked a removals company to deliver a large, awkward piece of furniture to my house. They picked it up without any problem, but when they arrived, they said they couldn't get it through the front door without help. Instead of finding a solution, they took the item away and put it into storage. Now I've been told they can't finish the job. I had already paid for it by bank transfer. The company is refusing to give a refund, even though they didn't finish the job, and they are also charging for storage. On top of that, now I have to pay another company to do the work. In the end, this has cost me a lot of money.